I'm Petty Officer Jennifer Newsom, and this is Radio Gitmo News. Naval Station Guantanamo Bay's MWR team hosted a comedy show with comedians Hot Topic, Mark Caesar, and Shabazz Playtime at the Windjammer Ballroom this past weekend. Petty Officer Mason Congleton has more.
Naval Station Guantanamo Bay residents were roaring with laughter as the show kicked off with quick-witted banter that set the tone for an evening full of humor, satire, and surprise moments with the audience. Comedian Hot Topic has this to say about the event.
I'm comedian Hot Topic. Y'all make sure y'all come out. We had a good time last year. I brought some company with me, some funny guys, Mark and Shabazz Playtime. It's going to be a good show. Also DJed by Black Haze. Y'all know he going to rock it on the ones and twos. So don't get stuck in them rooms. Get out. Come and get these laughs in.
The show was a hit. Air Force veteran and comedian Mark Caesar had this to say about performing at Gitmo.
Been doing comedy about 23 years now. I performed all over the world, man. And now I finally get to touch Cuba and perform for the troops. As a former troop myself, this is special to me. So I'm really looking forward to this.
Reporting for Radio Gitmo News, I'm Petty Officer Mason Congleton.
In more news from around the fleet, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, or DARPA, is gearing up to launch flight tests for 5 next-gen unmanned aerial systems this month, showcasing vertical takeoff and landing, or VTOL, capabilities in drones under 330 pounds. The featured aircraft, called Evade, promises better range, control, and endurance than current models. DARPA Program Manager Philip Smith says the goal is rapid development, not perfection, aiming to get game-changing tech into the field faster. To read more, visit the Department of the Navy's Information Technology magazine. That's all for this edition of Radio Gitmo News. I'm Petty Officer Jennifer Newsom.